Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Joel chapter 1 today, verses 13 through 20. Joel 1, verses 13 through 20. It says, "Put on sackcloth and lament, O priests. Wail, O ministers of the altar. Go in, pass the night in sackcloth, O ministers of my God, because grain offering and drink offering are withheld from the house of your God. Consecrate a fast. Call a solemn assembly, gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land to the house of the Lord your God, and cry out to the Lord. Alas for the day of the Lord is near, and as destruction from the Almighty it comes. Is not the food cut off before our eyes, joy and gladness from the house of our God? The seed shrivels under the clods, the storehouses are desolate, the granaries are torn down because the grain has dried up. How the beasts groan, the herds of cattle are perplexed. Perplexed because there's no pasture for them, even the flocks of sheep suffer. To you, O Lord, I call, for fire has devoured the pastures of the wilderness, and flame has burned all the trees of the field. Even the beasts of the field pant for you, because the water brooks are dried up, and fire has devoured the pastures of the wilderness." I want you to notice how God, through the prophet Joel, is calling the nation of Israel in these passages here to repentance, and it's to be led by the spiritual leaders. God has allowed in their situation that we just read about a drought, a devastation because of their sin. And he wants their repentance. He wants their acknowledgement of their sin. He wants their hearts. And he wants ours too. I want you to notice today from this passage that God was very capable of getting their attention. He took away their water. He took away their food. All the things that they were relying on, he removed it to get their attention. And God is very capable of doing the same with us. And he also said, look, when there's devastation and it's obvious that God is doing something because the natural ways are not happening like they used to, God is trying to get your attention. But he's calling the spiritual leaders to lead out in this. The priests, he said, hey, call a solemn assembly, call a fast, gather everybody to the house of the Lord. Folks, I just want you to understand that in our situation as well, God tries to get our attention in many ways. In Romans chapter 5, verse 20, listen to what it says. It says, "Now the law came in to increase the trespass, but where sin increased, grace abounded all the more." Hang on one second. Why did God give the law? To show us our sin problem that was already there. You see, people were already all dying before the law came. And the Bible said that the soul that sins, it shall die. And all those between Adam's sin and all the way to the law of Moses, all those people between Adam and Moses, they died. But they weren't taking their sin into account. So God says, I want you to realize, and I'm going to get your attention as to the problem that you have. So he says this. He says, I'm going to give you a law to keep. Of course, in trying to do so, they came to realize not only that they couldn't keep it, they also realized the law brought out in them the sinful nature that they already had, and it caused them to sin more. The law was added, so the trespass would increase. The trespass increased, so the people would realize they had a sin problem. In James chapter 1, listen to verses 4. Sorry, James chapter 4, verses 1 through 10. James chapter 4, verses 1 through 10. What causes quarrels and what causes fights among you? Is it not this, that your passions are at war within you? You desire and do not have, so you murder. You covet and cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel. You do not have because you do not ask. And you ask and you don't receive because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passions. You adulterous people, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you suppose it's to no purpose that the scripture says he yearns jealously over the spirit that he has made to dwell in us? But he gives more grace. Therefore it says God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, he'll flee from you. Draw near to God and he'll draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be wretched and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord and he will exalt you. Again, we see God sometimes has to do things to get our attention. Are you praying but you're not getting any answers? Are things happening and you're wondering where God is? I would do everything in your power to just stop and say, Lord, show me. Is there a wicked way in me? Is there a reason why things aren't working out? Are you trying to get my attention? And what do you want me to see? I hope this helps some people out there today. I look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.